choosing that, and it's all right, Rabbi Yossi Moore.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Good evening. So we have a shaila. Babysitting can be a very nice mitzvah, and they can have serious issues with yichud. Let's get straight into a real whacker shaila. When you have a person who's got a daughter, a very young daughter, let's say a three-year-old, a four-year-old, and the three, four-year-old, Sunday afternoon, gets a phone call from a friend, another three-year-old. Esty, can I come round? Yeah, okay, so they agree that his daughter, Rachel, is going to have Esty coming round. Esty comes round, knocks on the door, and the father is being a good father, Sunday afternoon, not always can you take them out to the park. At least at home, you'll sit down and look after his daughter, Rachel, and Esty can come, no problem. Esty comes over, a little cute girl with a four-year-old, and you've got a situation. Hang on a second. No, I think, could be wrong. I think most people will think this is not a shaila at all. You got a father, picture the case, the mother's gone out, the wife's gone out. You got a father looking after a daughter, four-year-old daughter, and the four-year-old daughter has brought over another friend. A four-year-old girl. Four-year-old girl is going to have a friend, also four-year-old, maybe three. They have an argument when they're turning four. Okay, they're both three, they're both four. They might be both five. Think of it. Anyone dreamed such a case could be a shaila? This could be a serious issue. Why? The Issa Yichud applies when a man is with a lady or was with a girl from the age of three. That means if a man is with a girl the age of three, is already a Issa Yichud. The fact that his daughter is with her doesn't always save the situation of Yichud. Sometimes yes, sometimes not. If she's a Shoma, it has to be a certain age, from the age six. Someone may call from five. But from six, she's a Shoma, then fine. If you have your daughter at home, a six-year-old girl, and she brings her friend along, we're not flagging that up at all. She acts as a Shoma.
From 3 to 6,
you'll never dream that this could be a Shaila, this could be a serious Shaila. The fact that the wife has gone shopping and is local in the town, we don't find the heter. The post can don't go with the Bishmol, the Chalkas Machoikik, and therefore they want to say that there's an Issa. Ishtay Ba'ir doesn't help. Ba'la Ba'ir helps when it's the other way around. But Ishtay Ba'ir doesn't help. The fact that the wife is on Leicester Road doing some shopping, or anywhere, King's Road, then it doesn't mean that it's not going to save the situation of Yichud. So it's a fascinating case.
A mother to 3-year-olds.
Oh, yeah. That would be okay. You've got Ba'la Ba'ir, you've got other Atirim anyway. But yeah. Each case has got its own rules, because when it comes to a man and a girl, we say that even two girls is a problem. When it's two boys, then it's okay with one girl. So we're going to come. I just wanted to throw you straight into the deep end to show you that already at the beginning of Hilchas Yichud, there's something that I think most people wouldn't even dream of it being a shaila. And lemaisa. If a person's three-year-old daughter, a person's four-year-old daughter, it brings a friend, has got a friend Sunday afternoon, and the wife goes out, there's no one else at home, there is a chiyuv to make sure that you get around the Issa Yichud, open the door. Some people are makel to have the latch on. Rabbi Falk was quite okay with that, to have the door on the latch. That is flag number one, which I have to point out for babysitting. Before we come on to girls babysitting, coming home to our house, this is number one, where it's relevant to the man. I also think it's very relevant to the man, another shaila, which is not necessarily the babysitting shaila, but more of a non-Jewish lady cleaner, where she is in the house, and the wife has gone out to do her work, to do her jobs, and a lot of times the man is inside the house, he's got an office, upstairs, downstairs. Lemaisa, a lot of poskim were told that over here, this is a situation of yichud, because to be with the goita is also a yichud, and the fact that Ishtay Ba'i is not necessarily a heta, and therefore you'd have to make sure the door's on the latch. Even if you have a door on the latch, some poskim are not happy about upstairs. Meaning door on the latch is one thing to say that maybe someone would come in, the delivery man, Achvei, someone's going to pop in, Efshah going to barge in. This a wild thought that maybe someone here in England is going to barge into someone else's house. But Lehoniach, that we will make, like the Dvar Halacha brings, that you could be makel, maybe an Ish Porot will come in and throw, and a wild person will come inside. But to suggest that upstairs, that's already a bit worse, and therefore it's very important, even if a person wants to be makel, to rely on the latch, to try and be downstairs, because then that is to avoid these shyness.
Lock himself in his office to help you?
Very interesting. If the man locks himself, that's not a heter. The Chazanish speaks about it in the Gemara. I think it's a story in the Gemara in Kedushin and Tess about the story about one of the Amiroyim pushed the ladder. The fact that he has got access doesn't save the Issa Yichud. If she is the one that locks herself in, that's tak okay.
How
yeah.
Should I
so that will be okay. So this idea now, this idea Yeshua, very good, very some families, Kanaina Hora, they have a policy or they don't have a policy. The policy is that there's no policy, that people can come in and come out and there's a number lock and there's keys and it's in and out, that will tackle really help. But some cases, especially with time zones, even if a person has got the ability to come into their parents' house or to just barge in, after a certain time, it's tricky. So you have to always consider these things. I want to take more specific cases, because generalizations we can generalize for an hour, and we can go, there's loads of general halachas in the Hilchos Yichud. I just want to pick out a few things.
When you say he's staying downstairs, if she cleans the house, is it better when he goes up?
That, I don't think so, because it's still Kedai that he's downstairs. Yeah, he's downstairs. That means some posts can say that even if the front door is on the latch and you want to be makel, but if the situation is upstairs, that could be worse. Therefore, again, like everything is a machlokas, how far do you go? Zecha mokum lahachme to try and avoid
the
Issa Yichud.
Is the back door enough?
So you'll see some posts are makel. Actually, Reb Osher Westheim told me that he asked him in Chassid Tzchok, fascinating Shaila, when he was a younger man, then he was a younger man in Gateshead. And he told me that he shared a house with an old lady who lived upstairs. They had these, Windermere, you can see these houses that you come into the main door, and then inside the normal house, the stairs, and they didn't have any partition in between. Nowadays it's like Zach, but in those days they had the lady lived upstairs, and the same entrance, and there's nothing parting. So it was really, she was upstairs, an older elderly lady, and he was downstairs. And he asked the Mechasitzchot, he said that there's a door, the back door's open. And the Mechasitzchot was Mekel. You have to know what context, how it was, Nishiv Gedola, you have to know all the details. The fact is, it is a shtaka mokum lahokel. That if there's a way of someone to barge in somehow, there is this heta of Yichud. But you have to consider the fact that if a person's upstairs, don't forget, if your office is upstairs and she's there, that's something that a person wants to say that you have to know. Even if a person barges in, the Amazon delivery barges in, he knows the house, but to go upstairs, people find there's a separate avla that a person has, therefore the shmir might not help there as well. So that's number one, is we mentioned the shayla. Again, I think it's a hair-raising shayla. I think most people would think it's not even a shayla bichlal. When you have a person, a father who's looking after his four-year-old daughter, her four-year-old daughter brings along another friend, four-year-old, you would a shaylef and yichud, but I think it's a real issue yichud. The issue yichud is that it's an issue yichud to be with a girl from the age of three. And to act as a shoma, the daughter to act as a shoma, they have to be at age of six, or five, at least five. So therefore, that is case number one where you find it's nageya. Let's get the more mainstream, regular, common shaylas that you have with high school girls. You want to go out for a simcha, you have parents evening, you want to go out. Yeah, there's reasons to go out. And at home, there is a nine-year-old boy, typical case, and you want to have someone, the next-door neighbor, who has a 15-year-old high school girl, maybe a bit older, a bit younger. You want to make sure you're not paying too much, because XM girl can charge a lot, and you want to make sure that a normal, regular high school 15-year-old girl will charge, I don't know what it is, £4 an hour or something. So you want to make sure, £5, so you want to not ask them around, can you please come over and babysit for a couple of hours from 8 till 10, and obviously you come home an hour late, and you say, sorry, there was traffic, all the same things that go on every single time. You come, yeah, the shaila is, there's a 9-year-old boy, you tell your 9-year-old boy, please make sure to go to bed at the right time, and the fact is you have a situation of a 15-year-old girl with a 9-year-old boy, I think we all know, that's the easy bit, that's going to be a problem, because I have a shaila v'yichud over here. To get around the shaila v'yichud, obviously those which are makel to have the door on the latch, then you can be makel on that. Some give a eitzah to have, if you have the high school girl sitting in the front room and the front room's got a light on and outside you can see and she stays there, that could be another eitzah, because there at that situation there's no yichud, there's no chashash that's going to go to a different room. If she's happy to stay in that room, that's also a good eitzah. Here is the issue. Here again, you should know these shailas are very, very common. This is nageya the whole time. You have a person who's got a 9-year-old boy, But besides for the 9-year-old boy, there's also a 7-year-old girl. There's two children at home, and there could be younger ones as well, 3-year-olds, 4-year-olds, but they're not really acting, they're not going to act as shomrim. From 6 is the age of shomer. The real shomer is from 6. So you have a situation where you have a high school girl, 15-year-old girl, with a 9-year-old boy. That's the Isra Yichud. Does it help the fact that there's a 7-year-old girl, and this is extremely common shaila? What would you say in such a situation? Can you leave the house, close the door on a 15-year-old girl with a 9-year-old boy, and there's a shoma of a 7-year-old?
You said yes before.
Very good. So by daytime, till the bedtime, we're not going to get into personal bedtimes of when your 7-year-old goes to bed. By their bedtime of the shomer, they can act as a shomer, and the 7-year-old girl is a shomer to the situation of yichud. The yichud is between this 15-year-old girl and 9-year-old boy. That could be saved with a shomer, which is a 7-year-old girl, 6-year-old girl as well. 5-year-old girl is not so poshut. Is already a shaila. 5-year-old, yes, yes. So from a 6-year-old, that can act as a shomer to save the matzav of yichud. However, once it comes to a time that the 7-year-old goes to bed. I'm not going to ask what time is a 7-year-old go. When you were a 7-year-old, what time did you get to bed? Probably it's quite early. Now, a 7-year-old, you tell them to get to bed before 8 o'clock?
That's
8. 8 o'clock, oh, you're lucky. So 8 o'clock, yeah, come around to my house, try and get them to bed before 8 o'clock. So if the regular bedtime of a 7-year-old is 8 o'clock, now it suddenly changes. Your shoma is called the shoma balayla, was scared that you might fall asleep, and it needs to be 2 shomrim. And you haven't got that. And therefore, in a lot of cases, when you go out for Sheva Brachas, there's 2 children or other, this is so common, a 9-year-old boy, a 7-year-old girl, and it could be other children under that, but it's not really going to help because they're 5, they're under the age, they're not going to be a shomer. Yeah, mainly the older girls, the older children that we're talking about, a 9-year-old boy with a 7-year-old girl, this is not going to help you after 8 o'clock, 8:30. This is a real issue of Yichud. And people can overlook this. Hang on a second. You have a 7-year-old girl being your shomer, but only up till the time of 8:30. But after the time of 8:30, you're enjoying yourself by the Shabbat Brachas till 11 o'clock. What is the story of Yichud? So, right? So over here, the Chori... So now. This is the complicated bit. So now, obviously the solution would be, you could leave the door on the latch, you could do the other hetim that is there. But if, let's say, someone comes along with a suggestion, and this is extremely negeh shayla. You know, I think most shaylas on yichud is negeh to this. You have a high school girl, a 15-year-old, who wants to bring her friend to study, right? They come and study, and then they're there together, and you have a 9-year-old boy together with a 7-year-old girl. Sorry, boys, I know it's late at night, but I must tell you, this shayla is the most common shayla that you'll get in hilchos yichud. 9-year-old boy, or 10, no nafkimina, 11, no nafkimina, right? From 9 till, who knows where, no nafkimina. 9-year-old boy, I'm just taking it from 9, because under 9 is no shayla.
So now,
9-year-old with the two 15-year-old girls is a no-no. Because we know that Allah is, that yichud from a man to a lady is a yichud, but also from one man to 2 ladies is a yichud. Because noyach le'ez patois, a man could be mefata them, so therefore, a man with 2 ladies is also the situation of yichud. If you want to add a shoma, you have, very nice, the 7-year-old girl to act as 1 shoma. The second 15-year-old high school girl is not your shoma, is not your second shoma. You need to come on to another shoma. I don't know if the Olam are with me on this
Why
one. Do you help me? Why is the second one not shomer? Because your situation, your default situation of yichud includes the two high school girls. The default position of yichud is the 9-year-old boy with the both 2 girls, 2 high school girls. And therefore, if you now want to be matzah the 2 Issa Yichud, you need to come along with your 7-year-old, that's number 1. And after the time zone of 8:30, you need to have someone else. Either be it another high school girl, be it another daughter, child that is there. But the situation, this is where people get confused. That you can't forget that the default position of 1 9-year-old boy, 10-year-old boy, together with 2 high school girls, that is yichud. They're not ashamed of each other. That's the situation of yichud. Now you need two extra ones. I must say there are, B'shas is chak, there is a nice Reb Shlomo Zalman Oibach that wants to say regarding a cotton, there's, he's a matzar of lots of things together. There's a sefer, a choshev, Dva Halocha, choshev a sefer in Hilchas Yichud. That's the, from Reb Avom Horovitz. He was a brother-in-law of Reb Shlomo Zalman Oibach. At the back of the sefer, he brings Reb Shlomo Zalman Oibach. A ganze shtickle tell you why he thinks there's a mokum l'hokel in such a shayla, if he's a cotton, 9 years a cotton. But it's not ungenomen to be taken lechatchila. The initial position lahalocha is that it's such a clever chap. You would have thought, no, you got plenty of people here. You got two girls, and you got another 7-year-old. You got 9-year-old. Hang on a second. The two high school girls with the 9-year-old boy. That's the position of yichud. After 8:30, besides for the 7-year-old, you also need another shomer. It's a fascinating case. Sorry. Which age?
Is it after 8:30?
Sorry, when I say 8:30, I mean bedtime, because once it's bedtime...
Until the bedtime, the 7-year-old
is very good. Till the bedtime, the 7-year-old's fine, because you only need one shomer in the daytime. One shomer is matzil. A person has in the daytime. A person is very common shayla, people have. And one shomer, it always works by daytime, that's like going to be okay.
The daughter's a shomer, but the 7-year-old is not a shomer.
So it's very interesting because this, because it's very, very good because the Issa Yichud, no, the Issa Yichud of the 9-year-old boy, there's no Issa Yichud with a sister. So the only starting point of Yichud is going to be with the two high school girls. Then you've got the 7-year-old girl acting as a shema. Obviously, I'm taking you to, I'm throwing you in the deep end literally without any hakdomas. We didn't start going from the Rambam Shulchan Aruch. The one I cut out all the klonim because we're running out. We haven't got time. I just want to.
3 7-year-olds and 1 9-year-old boy.
Yeah, that's fine. 100%. You can if let's say the 3 high school girls, right? That's absolutely fine. By daytime, absolutely fine. You have to realize, for mentioning, besides for the halachas of Yichud, there's also the appropriateness. And it's beautifully brought out by a story that there was. Appropriateness as well is one, you can deal with Yichud, but Hilchas Yichud can tell you to do something which might not be appropriate. Where you can have, there were cousin boy and girl, cousins. They will want to take over the Zayda's flat in Rechavia, beautiful flat. They wanted a bit of a breather from Sem and Yeshiva. So they both rang up the Zayda, can we stay there? Yeah, you can stay there. Pum, the Shabbos, the Zayda's not here, but you can stay there. But the girl's learning in a seminary, in a Eretz Yisrael, a very high standard seminary. They know all the halachas, they know every Ramosha. What he did say, what he didn't say, they know everything. And she says to her cousin, isn't that a problem of Yichud? So he said, what's that? So she says, you know, she starts describing the problem of Yichud, and he says, well, I'll ask my Rebbe. So he said, the Rebbe, is there a problem of a boy and his cousin to be together in the same dira? So the Rebbe says, 100%. He said, what's the solution? So he says, the solution is, if you have one boy with 4 girls by Laila, it's okay, because 2 girls is the default position of Yichud, and 2 other girls by Laila, then it's fine. So she brings along 3 of her friends, and it's completely not that case was not appropriate. Where you can have Hilchas Yichud will tell you that it's more important to have 4 girls. She brings 3 of her Sem girls there, and it's at appropriateness. One the cousins would have been better. So you can see you've always got to be minds on both things, right? Hilchas Yichud is obviously the main thing, but you also got to make sure that the situation is not going to help that she brings 3 Sem girls from the Sem, and you have a situation where it might not prove to be appropriate. So it's always important to take everything into account. Also, while you're busy with babysitters, very important, very, very important, to make sure that you pay them by night, because by the time it comes daytime, if you haven't made a proper agreement with them, there's Yisurim, there's Lavim, there's Assays, and also very important nowadays in age, that when you have babysitters, it just has to be said this day and age, you have Wi-Fi passwords all over, and this day and age, a 15-year-old high school girls very, very easily can find these small things in the back of the Wi-Fi password. All these things, this generation we're going to be on top of, but besides all that, Hilchas Yichud, there's so many of these scenarios that come up, you just got to think a bit out of the box, and you work out, and Mr. Shabbos Shkech.
Oh, yeah.
Shabbos.
Brilliant. Shabbos. Brilliant.